he ever hit a three in practice?
I'm sure he has sometime. He doesn't shoot many. I've held him back from doing that, but you know, I think it's very fitting that he be remembered instead of Scott Pollard being the guy that goes one for one from three, because there's no question who the better shooter is of those two.
That was supposed to be semi-fun.
Coach, could that have been scripted any better? I mean, the way the night went, and the from an entertainment value, and just the
probably game. Not. You know, it was senior nights. I think are pretty nerve wracking to me because, you know, we've had some senior nights where we won, but we didn't play good because guys are too geeked up and everything. And you know, Sharon, he didn't make his first basket, I don't think, till like 10 minutes left in the game on his senior night. Wayne and Keith and Aaron and Mike, I think we barely hung on to win the game on senior night for them, if I'm not mistaken. But these guys were pretty focused, and you know, it was emotional for them, but it wasn't emotional. They kept it pretty well in check, and then of course the fans, unbelievable how, you know, with the early start, it's hard to get off work and get here on time, but wow, how they stuck around for the end is terrific.
Bill, there's practice that goes into those lobs and converting alley-oops, but how much of it, too, is maybe the electricity of the building and getting that juice going?
I think that's part of it, but we haven't thrown as many this year as what we did last year probably, but not too many teams throw more lobs than we do, and we haven't had as many opportunities, I don't think, this year, but we're getting better at it, and we're getting numbers. Whenever we're having the numbers, we're looking to throw the ball up, and I think it's a good play, and you know, we threw a couple away, obviously, that weren't great because we got a little cocky. But I think that's part of our offense, and that's who we are. And so we definitely practice. Like, we'll do some drills where the only pass you can make is a lob to finish a play. So the guys are used to throwing it up there.
You talked before about playing to athleticism. That goes into that, too. Are they doing a better job?
I think we look more athletic in the last couple of weeks, don't you guys, compared to what we were before? I think we – you know, Elijah, to me, looks a lot more athletic, and he keys everything. Elijah's pumping energy into our team right now. So, you know, that helps so much. But Kevin's he's quick twitch, and Jeff's a great athlete for his size. And of course, Ben and Travis are off the charts running the wing. But we can put five pretty athletic guys out there. But I really think Elijah keys it all. You know, when he's athletic and when he's got bounce and his body feels good, we're a totally different-looking team athletically.
The 39 or before that?
I think it's a little bit before that. I think we've been feeling it for about 3 weeks now. So
Elijah is above assist. All the seniors had good games tonight. Next, one reason for that might be because they were focused and not so much caught up in, no, this is our last game in the field.
I think they saw big picture and that's what we talked about was, you know, in order for them to have a great night, we had to take care of business, and I think they wanted to play. And the first time we played Tech, we didn't play great down there, obviously. And they were excited to play, and they were focused. We don't always play well, but usually it hasn't been because of lack of focus, at least for the last two or three weeks. And that was a pretty focused group out there.
Coach, as a whole, do you think that this is the most impactful senior class you've had?
Well, I don't know if I can say that, but I told our guys before the game, you know, to me, when you think of senior classes, you know, you usually think of numbers to have the most, you know, last year Ty and Connor were great seniors, but there was only, you know, a couple that impacted our program from a playing time standpoint. And you can go through, and a lot of our best players never got to their senior year, but you know, we won it in 08, and you're looking at Russell and Darnell and Sasha and Jeremy and Roderick. That group contributed so much. So I would say, you know, and then in 05, you know, Wayne, Keith, Aaron, and Mike. I mean, to me, those three classes, because of numbers and because of the impact all of them had on our basketball team, were probably maybe the most impactful senior classes.
22 assists in two games now for Elijah. He's seeing the floor about as well as the point guard can.
Yeah, he's seeing the floor better. You know, he didn't look to score, though. He hadn't looked to score the last two games. And I told him, shoot the ball. And of course, he came after I set him down too long, and he came back in. He tried to bomb two threes in right off the bat. But he's playing well. He's playing well, and our team's playing well. You know, Ben couldn't throw it in the ocean tonight, but that's okay. We didn't need him to. But we're going to need everybody playing well on Saturday.
Not too many fifth-year guys come in and have an impact like Relaford has? Have you had a chance to put his time here in perspective at all?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I think you don't redshirt them unless they can have an impact like that. There's no reason to redshirt guys if they can't impact your program. And so we've been fortunate that we've had some guys that have substituted that second year, that first year for a fifth year, and of course naturally you're going to be a better player. So Bo Travis has had a great year, but so has Jeff and Kevin too, and they're both 5-year guys.
You guys have put yourselves in position on Saturday to win another league title. Is that even maybe more important for these seniors than a night like this?
Oh yeah, I think so. You know, this is great, and they're going to remember this night for the rest of their lives, but you don't get any hardware for winning tonight, you know, but you do for winning Saturday. So, and they know that. And you know, we put ourselves in a, you know, you take 8 days out, we've had a pretty good conference run, but those 8 days, unfortunately, are included. And K-State's played terrific, and Oklahoma State's right there. So it'll be really interesting this last week, but, you know, we just got to go win. And hopefully we'll react well under pressure, because there'll be a little bit of pressure on us to go play well. But that's good for us going into the postseason.